blessings to all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachum. Our text for reflection is 1 Corinthians 10, 12 to 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12 to 13. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. My theme for reflection is the strength of surrender. The strength of surrender. There is a story about a tightrope walker who performed daring stunts across a high wire stretched over Niagara Falls. One day, after pushing a wheelbarrow across the rope, he turned to the cheering crowd and asked, "Who believes I can push a person across?" The crowd roared in approval. Then he asked, "Who will get in the wheelbarrow?" Silence. Faith is easy to profess, but much harder to practice when trust is required. 1 Corinthians 10, 12 to 13 reminds us of this paradox. Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed, lest he fall. The moment we believe we are spiritually invincible is often when we are most vulnerable. Strength that relies on itself is actually weakness, but weakness that relies on God becomes strength. Paul warns the Corinthians by pointing to Israel's failures in the wilderness. They had seen miracles and received manna from heaven, and yet they still fell into idolatry, immorality, and grumbling. Their downfall was not from external threats, but from overconfidence in themselves. They thought they were secure, but they lost sight of their dependence on God. This is a lesson for all of us. We may not bow before golden calves, but we worship success, security, and control. We tell ourselves, "I've got this," without realizing how easily pride makes us blind. That is why Paul's warning is so urgent. Take heed. Yet in the very next verse, Paul offers hope. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful. Temptation is not unique to us. Every believer across every age has faced it. The good news is that we do not stand alone. The God who led Israel, the God who sustained Paul, the God who walked through the wilderness with Jesus, this same God is with us. Dietrich Bonhoeffer once wrote, "Being a Christian is less about cautiously avoiding sin than about courageously doing God's will." Paul's message is not just about resisting temptation, but about trusting that God provides a way of escape. Sometimes that means enduring the trial with God's strength. Other times it means removing ourselves from the situation. Either way, it requires us to rely on Him, not ourselves. Lent is a season to recognize that we are not as strong as we think, but that God is more faithful than we ever imagined. When we let go of our illusions of self-sufficiency and step into His grace, we find true strength. Like the tightrope walker's challenge, the question is not whether God can sustain us, but whether we are willing to trust Him enough to step into His care. So today, let us remember our false strength. Let us place our confidence not in our ability to stand, but in God's faithfulness to hold us up. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life do you trust in your own strength rather than God's? Number two, how can you recognize and rely on the way of escape that God provides in times of temptation? Now let me leave you with a practical exercise for today. Identify one temptation or struggle in your life. Instead of relying on willpower, pray and ask God to show you the way of escape. Write down one step you can take to depend more fully on His strength. Lord, we confess that we often trust in our own strength and wisdom rather than in You. Teach us to take heed, to recognize our weakness, and to rely fully on Your faithfulness. When we are tempted, show us the way of escape. Strengthen us not with pride, but with surrender. May our confidence rest not in ourselves, but in You alone. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.